Welcome to the Dames Who Dish podcast.
I love that we tape on Fridays. It gives me something to look forward to. I just poured a large glass of vino.
I know, same. I know, there's nothing going on in our lives, Anne. So no. Thank God for Fridays.
Truly. And I feel Fridays. I'm very excited, except, oh God, last night we did a full-on St. Patrick's Day dinner because my son left today for a little mini vacay.
Oh, he did? Oh.
He left for another 10 days or so, but he'll stick with me in eating what I cook for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Because Dan is like Mr. Healthy Eater, and he won't eat my red potatoes.
Oh, he'll eat the corned beef.
But he'll eat a little bit of the corned beef. He says it's so salty. I'm like, yes, that's why it's so good.
I love it.
And then the Irish soda bread.
Wait, did you make it?
No, I did not.
Where did you buy it?
The first year I did not make it, I found it at the grocery store.
Oh, you're kidding.
And it is not real Irish soda bread, because normally real Irish soda bread is very dense, heavy, not super great, but I mean, I like it.
Yeah.
This had sugar on the outside. I couldn't stop eating this fucking soda bread.
So it's a dessert.
Oh, for sure. But I ate it while I was cooking, while I was doing all the little side dishes.
Oh, good for you.
So I ate so much last night. It was sickening. Sickening.
How nice that you made that. I have a corned beef in my refrigerator that...
So easy to make.
Yeah. Do you put a bottle of beer in it when you're cooking
it? No, I don't. But I should.
I do. Like a Guinness?
Yeah, I should have done that. I forgot.
I don't know. It does something. It gives it a good
flavor. It definitely gives it a good kick. Mm-hmm. Although this one, Dan said, this is the best one you've ever made. I'm like, I make it once a year and it tastes exactly the same. All I do is boil it. There's no difference here.
That's pretty funny. Trey's not a huge fan, but I...
Am I supposed to be shocked by this?
No. But I love corned beef with mustard.
Corned beef once a year is fantastic. Mm. Yeah, so I ate like a fat fucking pig yesterday. So I have my new jeans on. They're a little snug. I'm like, God dang it.
That's funny.
Lots happened this week in the world of pop culture.
Up until like the last couple hours.
Oh my goodness. Well, yeah. I mean, I don't really want to go into the Meghan and Harry interview because it's been talked about to death.
What did Jennifer say? Beat? She didn't say beat like a dead horse or something.
Oh yeah, beaten
she said
like
it
a dead horse.
Incorrectly though.
Oh, she did.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. She did. Jennifer from Jersey. Listening to the interview, I mean, I was intrigued the entire time. I mean, I thought 2 hours seemed like it was going to be long. It flew by. There was just so many hidden meanings and things not fully said. And I actually have no problem with any of the steps they took to get out of that atmosphere. I love that he is protecting his wife and getting her out of a situation where she felt attacked, not protected. And I also have no problem with them doing whatever they're doing with Netflix and all these media sites
somehow.
To earn money. Her mental health was her number one priority and she needed to get out. And I'm happy that they did it.
Absolutely.
So,
and we know Harry has never been one to necessarily follow the rules because we've seen him.
Oh, yeah. He was in Vegas.
And also, it was pretty interesting to find out that Diana left him a trust but didn't leave William a trust.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I heard that today, that the trust is for Will, or it's for Harry.
Is that because William is in line to be the king?
Exactly. William's in line for the throne.
That makes sense.
And Harry isn't, so that's why she took care of Harry, because she knew he would never be in line for the throne.
Okay.
And she wanted to make sure that he was well taken care of.
Thank you, Diana. Smart. That was very smart.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, they know how this works. This is nothing new. The monarchy is... wild. The fact that it's still here today is wild. That's why we're so fascinated by it. That's why watching The Crown and stuff like this, it's like, oh my God, this is about the people who are there right now.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
It is nuts.
And we just went on for how long about something I said I don't really want to talk about.
And we talked about it anyway. So what else? Well, we know this
this mess with
A-Rod.
Oh my God. So A-Rod, this is the thing that just came out. Mm-hmm. So everybody's asking, is it because of Madison LaCroix from Southern Charm?
I mean, they had a whole Clubhouse chat room about it today.
By the way, if you guys don't know what Clubhouse is, this is this new app that everybody's obsessed with. Us, a little bit. I mean, we're starting to get a little more into it. But you have to be, quote, invited in. And it's full of all of these social media people from Bachelor Nation, from any pop culture, from E! News, all over the place. I mean, you can listen to all these different chat rooms of people just talking. And their picture comes up. And it's just vocal. You just hear everybody chit-chatting. And you can be part of the room or you can be just a voyeur. Yeah. What do you call it? A voyeur?
Voyeur.
Voyeur. Are you a voyeur if you're just listening?
I don't know.
Kind of. I don't know.
I guess you are. You're peeping in, but they know you're there.
They know you. Yeah. Yes, they know you're there. Anyway, it's really fun. So if you know anybody that wants to be in it, I guess we can invite people in.
Yeah, it's no pretty big interesting deal. And it spans a whole bunch of different topics. It's not just, you know, Bravo or pop culture. It's mental health. Mm-hmm. It's music. It's you name it. And there's a chat room for it.
It's kind of like business. Old school telephone when you join a chat room on the I guess, you know, stuff.
It's
like, I don't
like
know.
A webinar without the web.
Yeah, that's actually a good way to say it. It's very
More
fun. Gina had a moment where she got called up and asked to speak, and she panicked and left the room.
I'm not prepared.
By the way, that's exactly what I would do. Well, what do you think of the A-Rod situation? Oh, I gotta go. Bye. See ya.
Oh, God.
So what do you think of the A-Rod and J-Lo?
Oh.
I just saw her post something.
With him?
Yes. They were walking down the street and, you know, like a little cute little thing. It's like,
no,
oh my
it
God.
All hit the fan when this whole Madison
A-Rod that was,
thing.
That was how long ago?
Yeah, but maybe she had to do her research and go through his DMs. And it was very, I mean, Madison was very open about the fact that, yeah, he messaged her. So who else was he messaging? And why in the world would you be messaging a reality TV person? Like, don't you realize that these things are going to come out? How do you not know that?
Is A-Rod still
Unless
in that frame of
caught.
Mind that he's untouchable?
Oh, I mean, he's not all that.
By the way, is she the worst chooser of men?
That's what I said to my daughter's fiance. It's like he has or she has the worst picker ever because she is in love with love and she just cannot pick.
And she loves to get engaged also.
She needs to pick someone outside of
the industry.
Entertainment.
I don't know if they could
world.
Handle that, though.
Well, we've heard stories about her that she's extremely mm-hmm. controlling and difficult, and
she needs to just
diva.
Not be engaged and just do her thing and date.
Well, I feel bad for the kids because they've totally integrated their families. They live together. The kids, mm-hmm. you know, are like brothers and sisters. They've been together 4 years. It's hard for them too.
Yeah, they are a little bit older, so hopefully they can bounce. You know. They'll be fine.
It's
but
still weird.
It is strange.
It's not easy.
He's such a dog. I mean, she knew this about him, right?
Well, he's got the reputation. Yeah. For sure. So anyway, another one bites the dust for J-Lo.
For J-Lo. Did you ever finish Behind Your Eyes or Behind Her Eyes?
Oh, my God. Yes. That fucking show. I did. That is not my kind of show. That's not my kind of movie.
Okay. But did you figure it out?
No.
I don't think you can. Like, if you could figure that ending out.
No.
It was a little, by the way, it was so far-fetched.
And that's why I thought it was stupid. At the end, I was like, wait a minute, what? Are you kidding me? I watched this whole thing and this is what the end is?
I was just shocked, like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I have another friend that watched it and loved it. I thought it was stupid.
I didn't enjoy watching it. I watched it to get through it to find out what was going to happen.
Well, that's kind of where I was at.
But I didn't love it when I finished it. I didn't get a good feeling about it.
It was okay up until the ending. And then at the end, it's like, are you fucking kidding me? And this is what I wasted all this time on?
But it, you have to admit, a little bit clever.
Was it?
Well, we couldn't figure it out. Anything I can't figure out, I enjoy. It was just weird.
But I also watched, what else have we watched?
Did you watch that Merman of the Mormon
yes,
thing?
I was going to say Murder Among Mormons.
I started it, but I'm so bored.
It's very slow.
I don't even care. Like, I don't care to finish. Is it get interesting?
It's not what you think.
Oh.
Because they lead you down one road. And
oh, God. Don't tell me it's another Cecil Hotel.
Well, I mean, it's this whole thing. Not as bad as Cecil Hotel. Cecil Hotel was awful. It was terrible. But it's all this build up just to find out. I mean, they spend all this time talking about all of these Mormon documents that have mm-hmm. been discovered.
Yes.
And they're being bought and traded.
And people are being murdered because of it.
Yeah, people are being murdered. And then you think it's the Mormon church because they don't want you to know what's really going on. And
is there a conclusion?
There's a conclusion.
All right. Maybe I'll finish.
I
had it on and it's like, ugh.
It's
I was just
three
bored.
Episodes.
Oh, okay. I think I think I'm on episode 3.
The last episode's probably the best.
Okay.
Because it kind of tells you.
Because it ends.
Because it ends. That's exactly right. Because it ends.
I started watching one called Tell Me Your Secrets on Amazon Prime.
Okay, that's one that Jeff Lewis talks about.
Oh, really?
And he said it was really good.
I'm almost done. I think I'm on the last episode. It tries so hard to be dark and evil, and it's annoying to me because there's nothing light about it whatsoever. These not one character you like. It's really hard, but I'm determined to finish it.
We started watching Mank, which is about Mankiewicz. He's a writer. Gary Oldham plays the lead role. It's up for an Academy Award.
Oh.
But it's the same thing. It's so dark and it's so slow. And I kept telling Troy, why are all these movies so dark? Like, I can't even see their faces.
Yeah, sometimes we have to turn off all the lights in the entire house.
Totally.
And then it's still dark.
It's still dark. Of course, it's in black and white, so that doesn't help.
Oh, that's the one that's in black and white.
It's black and white, and it's in the 30s. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't. I walked out. Troy goes, if you leave, I totally understand. I go, I'm
like,
out.
Bye.
And
see
then
ya.
15 minutes later, he goes, like, yeah, I'm out. Can't do it. And he's usually not one to do that. So,
Well, the big news is I finished my actual book.
Oh,
yes,
oh.
I finished. It's called The Wives, and I was totally shocked at the ending. Another one of those where I went, oh, I did not see that coming whatsoever.
Oh.
Can't totally recommend it, but it was mildly entertaining. Got me through. Kept me reading, you know.
Yes, so.
Taking about 3 years.
3 years. If anybody has any good Netflix,
yeah.
Amazon, HBO, Showtime,
pass
Stars.
It on
anything,
to us.
Anything. I'm desperate. We're desperate.
I just want to end with the Jen Shah stuff that's been coming out more and more videos and
well, and her
audio
designer
clips. Yes,
has come out
and he's
and
suing
now he's
her.
Speaking,
is he suing her or something?
I think he might be.
I heard somebody, and I totally agree, say Coach Shah defends his wife, which is very nice. But what he says is, you know, her on the show, that's not her true self.
Yes, it da-da-da. Is.
Well, guess what? This is what we're finding out. It is her true self, and if it's a setup. Why would she let that leak and get out?
No,
it makes her look horrible. It's not
it is
a setup.
Not a setup. This is who she is.
She's filming now, so maybe she'll get pushed aside. I don't know.
She needs to get demoted to a friend of.
God, we've been talking a long time.
You have a lot to cut. We spent a lot on Meghan and Harry.
Why did we spend so much? We got sucked in.
We're not going to even talk about it. And then 20 minutes
should
later.
Should I cut out that Meghan and Harry shit?
Well, listen to it and you decide. Yeah. You might have to cut out some of it. It's boring.
It's boring. All right. Let's mosey on into Bravo land.
Yeah. Should we talk about Atlanta?
Sure. Oh, God. Okay. Oh, Drew. Oh, Drew. Her wigs. What is Drew? There's some that are great. Some are so bad. That first wig in the first scene, these heavy, heavy bangs and wow.
That it looked like it was so outdated. I was very confused by it.
Mm-hmm. But then later on, she had the blonde one, which I thought looked fantastic on her.
The blonde one looked good.
Yeah.
I think it's when the wigs are too much hair.
Or the color.
The color.
It kind of looked like Mary from Salt Lake City.
Oh,
that
God.
Color and that the thickness. It was too much. She's such a pretty face. It's like.
She's gorgeous.
You don't need the hair covering the face.
No.
Pull it back. That's why all the stuff looks good off her face.
And if you are going to, then invest in a, you know.
Real nice one.
A nice one.
I don't know. I mean, does she? I don't know if they have much money. Kind of questionable.
We don't know. Do we know what Ralph does? He was playing the keyboard. Is he into music?
Actually, I think he might be. Oh, remember, don't they sing for their church, the mom's church?
Well, yeah, but that's not his job.
Maybe it is. She was doing the vocal exercises. So when her and Kenya met, you can't have a normal conversation with Kenya.
No, because she talks at you. She doesn't listen.
I felt sorry for Drew then. I really thought Drew had a, you know, that she was there with good intentions. Wanted to talk it out, just the two of them. And
yeah.
Kenya just won't let her say anything.
No,
you know?
It was in circles. So, and
she's infuriating. Kenya says, Drew won't stop talking. And Drew's like, you literally won't stop talking for me to finish a sentence.
Yeah, it was weird. The lunch went nowhere. It was
also, the splitting of the check. Woody, how did you feel about that? When
who
Kenya
invited
said,
who?
Yeah, and also when Kenya said, broke chicks don't split. I wouldn't pay for you if you walked out on me and you were speaking to me like that. I would say, let's split that fucking bill too. I wouldn't pay for you.
It was just
I know. It didn't bother me that much because I kind of thought, yeah, you're going to speak to me that way. Let's split the bill.
Yeah.
That's how I took it.
I feel like if you invite someone, then you generally pay.
Also, if she had a problem with it, Kenya, you throw down your fucking credit card and pay for the whole thing. If that's you think that's true. Such a weird thing to do, pay for it then.
Yeah.
She wasn't going to pay for it either.
I agree. Yeah. And then Cynthia, she lost 2 bridesmaids. She lost 2 groomsmen. Her mom's dress is delayed.
Wait, she didn't lose 2 bridesmaids. I thought she lost their dresses.
No. They can't make it because of COVID.
Oh, I thought it was just their dresses couldn't make it.
No.
I guess that was the mom's dress.
The mom's dress didn't make it. It was delayed, so the mom had to find a new dress. And then Noelle's dress doesn't fit. I feel like this is what you get, Cynthia, for having a wedding with 200 plus people during a pandemic. Mm-hmm.
I don't feel sorry for her one bit. I do think that Mel, her sister, may have had some work done.
She looked different, huh?
Yeah, a little bit different. So I can't figure out what it is. And do we ever see the husband? Is he just traveling?
No, I think he's a basketball player.
I mean, is he still? Like, that guy, he's got to age out of basketball. He's playing in Europe.
Is she younger than Cynthia?
Ooh, hard to say. And do they have the same parents?
Yeah, they don't look the same, do they? Mm-mm. Or they don't look alike. Mm-mm. Yeah, I think they do.
Excuse me, that was so rude. I just swallowed a big gulp.
Your wine. Don't choke on your wine. And then, of course, the page 6 story about the bachelorette party. And it said was 2 women had sex with a stripper. Who leaked it? Well, we fucking know who leaked it.
Who do you think leaked it?
Kenya. If not Kenya herself.
Marlo.
Kenya had someone. No, I don't think Marlo did
it. You don't think
it.
Marlo did it?
Mm-mm, I think her hands are clean. I think Kenya had something to do with it.
Well, we know that Tanya fled to Canada when this news came
Never
out.
Never to See be ya. Seen again.
Bye. Out of here. Guilty.
Yeah.
What about Portia? They all go to that pumpkin patch and Portia got lost. Showed up when everybody was gone in the evening.
I don't understand what the
How
deal
are you
is
getting
with
lost?
The pumpkin. And why would you have a party at the pumpkin patch?
Because they are searching. It's boring. It's a boring season. Without the Bolo stuff, it's boring. There's nothing going on.
No, there really is nothing going
on.
Bolo
and Kenya,
was the highlight.
I'm just over Kenya with her daughter. I'm over Kenya's story with Mark, with her family. Like, do we have to hear about her childhood over and over and over again?
Well, and they're still not divorced.
No,
and she just came out and said that she and Mark still love each other very much. Well, it's like, get a divorce. He treats you like shit. I don't understand. Why is she not divorcing him? Is she afraid of him?
I mean, I would think it's just because of her daughter or their daughter.
But what does that have to
he's
do
not
with
a,
it?
He's not a good father. He barely takes
not.
The girl.
No.
I don't know what it is.
What is that
I think
serving?
She just doesn't want to fail. She's never been married, right? This is her only marriage?
Yeah, I don't think she has.
I forgot she has a good relationship with her dad, though. But her dad does not like Mark.
Well, her dad wasn't even at the wedding and didn't even
Nobody
meet
was at the
Mark.
Wedding. Remember, the wedding was on the beach.
I think that was his doing.
Because even Cynthia didn't know, and they were really good friends.
Why would he marry her? Why?
You think it's for
and
money?
And then, like, flip a switch and want to have nothing to do with her.
It's weird. Because he didn't realize how cuckoo she was.
I feel like she was kind of normal with him,
not normal. She was subdued. That was what was scary for us watching her act around him. I don't know. Was he in it for money?
Well, he has a couple restaurants.
I know, but he was going to file for
does
member
Does she have that
support?
Much money? What money does she have?
It's very confusing. It's very confusing,
Miss
her
America
money situation.
Money?
She's an actress. All right, let's talk about Married to Medicine.
It's back.
So good.
It is
I am so happy it's back. I just love this show so much. It's always been good. I don't know why people can't get behind the show.
Who can't get behind the show? It's been on for like 4 or 5 seasons now.
Yeah, but I feel like people don't give it a chance. If people watch Housewives, they won't watch Married to Medicine. I'm not sure why, because it's even better. It's more realistic. Mm. These ladies are highly accomplished. Their husbands are fantastic. Some are, some aren't. It's so good. They're very open and honest.
Yeah, it is good. And I don't understand it, because if you're not on board, you should get on board.
Yeah,
these ladies.
I also think that you should start from the beginning, because there's been so many ups and downs with their relationships. And they've only brought in, like, they brought in a new girl this time.
Ayla?
Yeah, and she's friends with LaToya, and her husband's a doctor. He kept looking at the camera, though. That was really funny when they were in the car.
And I was confused, because he kind of looked like...
Aiden?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, who is that? Wait a
he
minute.
Does. He looks like a thinner Aiden. I think that's his name.
His eyes were very
But he kept looking at the camera. I'm like, oh, calm down. His wife's very out there and fun, and I think she'll be
doctor,
a good addition.
She's the wife of... Yeah,
that was something Dr. Heavenly We See has a problem with. Again, what do you do? And then she said something like, well, I'm a blogger, a fashion blogger. And she's like, is that a real job? Like, oh, heavenly. So she's so good.
I know. There was a lot of catch up this episode. Yeah. So we
catch up done right, though.
Yeah.
It started with the Black Lives Matter and them as doctors then going into COVID and donating their time and their resources. They just do so much good. And that's what's so fun to watch. I still don't like Contessa. When she was doing her telemedicine and she's in her fucking gown and earrings, sorry. What are you doing? Who are you dressing for? And I think we see that this season they have issues. Like
Scott
and Contessa have major issues this season.
Again?
Yeah. But even bigger.
She's tough.
She's very tough.
She's really tough.
And then Jackie and Simone, still not okay. They're still working through it.
I was surprised to see that because at the reunion last season, they made up.
Yeah, sort of. I mean, you know how that goes at a reunion. You're trying to finish.
What was their issue?
It was because
it was Heavenly, right?
Yeah, it was Jackie was backing Heavenly when Heavenly was talking crap about Simone's husband and saying, right. He should get a job. But, you know, Heavenly's trying to be nice to Simone right now, too. They need to just get back into their friendship.
Yeah,
I think filming gets them back together.
Heavenly is a sniper from the side.
Oh God. Not even the side. I mean, like, she is right there. She is right there. And then LaToya. Didn't we hear that LaToya, this new house, that they're selling it already?
No. Is that what you heard?
I feel like I heard that. I mean, they spent all last season
building
it and moving in. Mm-hmm. And then this season they're filming there. But, I mean, this was filmed like a year ago. So I don't know if they've lost it. But once again, they're driving around in these cars they probably can't afford. It's like, oh, calm it down, LaToya. You guys just paid off everything.
Well, yeah, they had financial problems and then they turned around and built that huge house. That doesn't make sense.
It does. They're like, this was cheaper. I don't know about that.
How could it be cheaper?
They have two little kids. They don't need that huge, huge house.
Well, the closet. Remember the closet?
The upstairs, downstairs.
Closet.
We did see Dr. Jackie and Curtis's new house, and that looked really pretty.
Yeah.
They still have some stuff they need to do.
Yeah. They renovated.
Yeah.
Right?
And then Damon has a 50th birthday party. This was the most COVID-friendly 50th birthday party. I mean, they obviously have been tested and they can hang out with each other.
Oh, yeah.
But the snacks were done and all separate.
Now, the snacks were buckets of crab.
What's the matter with that, Gina? I think that's the best snacking COVID party. Would love that.
I know.
Oh, but when LaToya showed up, she was totally wasted. She was like, can I get some more of this crab?
They thought it was like a parting gift or something. And it's like, no, that's the crab.
Your food.
Everybody gets a bucket of crab. And then Heavenly was putting stay out signs all over the place. So that nobody
stay out
wins.
Of the house.
Oh, funny.
Oh, God. I think it's going to be great. But did you see who's in the preview? So we know we get Quad back. Like, she's going to make some appearances.
Oh, she is. Okay.
And then did you see Lisa is back?
Lisa the blonde.
No. Right? No, that's that other one. I don't know who that one is. Lisa's the one, oh my God, like a couple seasons ago, she's the little one.
Oh, yeah.
Her husband had cheated on her and all that.
Yes.
She's back.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, she was driving a big old bus. I don't know where they're going.
Bus.
But drama ensues with those two.
Good. I can't wait.
Mm. Pick up Married to Medicine people. I guess you can just pop in. This season,
yeah,
but
you can't. I mean, there's some backstory that you have to catch up with. But
I think so because Quad was such a huge part of the beginning of. I just think you got to start from the beginning, especially with Heavenly and all that.
Well,
did Heaven? I think Heavenly came in season two. I don't think she was an original.
She wasn't in the beginning.
I'm not sure.
Well, you'll notice her new teeth for sure.
They've also had glow ups like crazy.
All of them.
All of them.
As one does before the new season starts.
First season, raw. Second season, all glowed up.
Yeah, they step it up a notch.
So what about Below Deck Sailing Yacht?
This is really a good season so far.
They're all very comfortable with each other.
They're all very sexual.
Yes, yes.
Girls, guys, all of them, they're swapping.
All over the place. Poor Jean-Luc. What the hell?
Yeah,
he drank a whole bottle of Jack or whatever that was?
Yeah, he's very tall.
Oh my God, but he couldn't handle it. And he threw up.
No, he threw up. Poor guy.
Man after my own heart.
He probably needs to knock himself out so he can sleep in that little 6-foot bed for a 6-foot-9 man.
But when Gary
Glenn
Gary
said that he should sleep.
Yeah, Gary said you can sleep with Captain Glenn. And he's like, no.
Yep. No, thank nope. you.
I don't think I'd want to sleep with the captain either.
No, that's a little weird.
It's, yeah.
It's not I like mean, it's a different room. It's the same room, just a bunk, right?
Yeah, you're just on the top bunk, but it was bigger. It was nice of him to offer. So Chef Natasha, she's got a pretty cool backstory.
Yeah, very sad, actually.
Yeah. She's a strong woman. So now you can kind of feel like, okay, this is why she is this way. She's tough.
Good for her. She was married at 18 and then divorced at 23. Mm-hmm. She lived on the streets for a while. I mean, she's been through it.
I like her. We'll see if I still like her as the season progresses. I do have a crush. Who would you think my crush is?
Out of this cast? The engineer with the, with the man bun.
Oh, my. Calling the engineer. Kind of liked him first episode, but now I'm like, knowing he has a girlfriend I love, and he's totally respectful of that, him sitting back and just watching the goings on, having a little drink, smoking.
Yeah, he was very, very
so
cute.
So cool. Very cool.
I liked him a lot. So then the guests are a handful. Ooh, they're a very tattooed crew.
They're skinny dipping off the fucking
side.
There was
a lot of butt crack.
That's disgusting.
I don't want to see that.
Few things with skinny dipping. If you are with your husband solo skinny dipping, fine. Whatever.
Yeah.
In a group of people skinny dipping,
in the
adults,
ocean?
I don't know. Women
in the
skinny.
Ocean?
Also, women skinny dipping doesn't bother me. Men skinny dipping really bothers me. Especially these guys. These guys had tattoos on their ass.
Yeah, they were
on their
very
flat asses.
Very open. Very.
Can you imagine us going on a vacation, you guys? How about a little skinny dip off the side of the dock?
Nobody wants to see that, Anne. Nobody. Trust me.
Hell,
I don't even want to see it.
I didn't want to see any of it.
But they left a hefty tip. They left $2,500 each.
Good.
$22,000 something.
Pretty good. That's a pretty nice tip. They definitely have that money. What are we going to see? So we saw Gary and...
Which one?
Who did Gary sleep with?
Oh,
It's not Allie.
No, Allie's the slow stew.
You mean she moves slow, right?
Yeah, it takes her a while to get things done. I can't remember.
Oh my God, is it Sydney?
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
I think
it's Sydney.
It is Sydney.
So Sydney, who works with Gary, that's the problem.
Well, yeah, you can't, you know, mix business with pleasure.
God. Did they just wait, did they just make out or did they do something more? Do we know?
I don't know. Don't we see the preview where they go into a cabin? Because they were under like a blanket
they
or
were
a
under
towel.
The blanket. Oh, they did. Oh,
and
no. They did go into a cabin because
they went into a cabin.
The next morning, what's her name, is really pissed off that they went into the cabin.
Well, that's against the rules, Anne.
We know a lot about. Don't they know that? Don't they know how pissed
it
off people
can
get?
It can be done, but you have to ask permission.
So here's the weirdest part. We hear him say to her, it's not a seasonal thing. It's a one-night stand. So they do have sex. I'm just going to have sex with you. And it's
Let
a one-night stand.
Clarify.
Is it better that he clarifies that?
I think
situation, I think it's better they clarify right away, this is a one-night stand.
If she's sober enough to remember.
Ooh.
Because maybe.
They were drinking a lot.
They were drinking a lot.
Lots of shots.
They were drinking a lot.
I just love that they work together. Like, she's working right under him on the deck.
He is her boss.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
Don't sleep with your boss.
Yeah, and him with the hair? Ooh.
That hair. God, why does he think it's so hot and sexy?
It's really bad.
It's really disgusting.
Looks like he took a pair of, like, paper scissors and chopped it himself.
Paper scissors? You mean like the soft ones?
Well, just like
regular. Little kid scissors?
Yeah, just like
the rounded edges.
Himself.
All right, should we move to Dallas?
I feel so bad for Tiffany in this in this scenario. Do you think she's going to come back?
No, I don't think she should come back.
I don't think she should either. I don't know that Brandy's going to come back.
No, Brandy's not coming back for sure.
For sure?
Yes.
Has that been...
I mean, she said it.
Has that been...
I think so. I think it's almost been confirmed that she is not coming back on her own accord.
Okay, well, she shouldn't.
No.
Because she doesn't deserve to be on the show.
I actually... was pleasantly surprised with her husband, Brian, and them talking it out. Now, that whole situation, this is my excuse for acting this way. Remember when I went away and I wrote the letter to myself? That's all fine and dandy, and that's great. But Brandy, you still don't understand what you've done wrong.
Yeah, she's having a real hard time this season.
She needs to just go away, be done. Now, did you listen to Leanne on David Yontef's Behind the Velvet Rope?
No, I haven't.
She is very hard on Stephanie and says, well, she hates Stephanie. She hates Stephanie and Brandy. She goes, these are their true colors, whatever.
Yeah.
But that Stephanie is basically a liar and she wants you to think a certain thing about her life and none of it's true and that her husband's a cheater.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. Yeah. I hate to say it, but that would not shock me.
And I also didn't like the Carrie bringing her daughter to see Stephanie situation. Normally, I would love that they're bringing this situation to light, this mental health conversation, and they're having this on such a big platform. This situation here, I felt like Carrie was using this for a storyline and having her daughter like, let's sign off. You can talk about how you're doing, your mental health, and this is going to be your new platform also. So it's giving her daughter a step in some direction, and then she's using it for her storyline. I didn't like it.
100%. That's okay. Exactly what I thought. I thought, Carrie, you're using your daughter to have a storyline.
Have we just come too far? Because I feel like a couple seasons ago, we would have really been like, oh my gosh, you know, this must be so hard.
Yeah, but Carrie's hard to like this season. I think she's annoying. She's pushy.
Well, even when she goes over to Tiffany's, or when she invites Tiffany over to her house to apologize, which we thought she was apologizing.
You'd think... Yeah.
I know. It still went wrong. It's
well, and then
so
to
mean.
Tell her, you know, you got up and you left and that was rude. Without even considering what she had gone through or how she was feeling, she made it, a point to say that you've been, you know, you were rude. You left. You didn't say goodbye. You were rude.
Also, called an Irish goodbye. We do it all the fucking time. We have friends who do it at our parties.
That's right.
All the time.
Where are they? Oh, they left an hour ago. Oh, good to know.
We're not offended either. God. Yeah. Tiffany needed to get out of there. Rightfully so.
Yeah, I think so.
What about Deandra trying to get Mama D like on her side? Like, listen, the girls are picking on Tiffany. She was saying something like, you know, Tiffany says she has a lot of stress and everything. And Mom D's like, she's a fucking doctor and she has a family and she does have a lot of stress. The rest of you don't even work. And then like Deandra changes her tune. Well, yeah, that's what I said. I said she has a lot of stress. No, first she goes, well, we all have a lot of stress. And Mom D's like, you're not a fucking doctor.
Yeah, no, she's saving
lives. Well, that's what I said. But the other girls were saying that, not me.
Yeah, Deandra, I don't know.
Okay, best part is the shaman. Who not only did we find out that he did Stephanie's hair for like 3 years, now he's a shaman. Not only that, he sings, but he doesn't even really know what the song means.
No, he's very talented. Gotta look it up. He's very talented, Anne. He's a man of many, talents.
I actually went on his Instagram.
You did?
Oh my God, it's wild. The pictures he has on there are crazy. He's really promoting also that he's on Real Housewives of Dallas.
Well, of course he is.
And he doesn't have that many followers.
Well, it's hard to even take him seriously. Where did she find him? At the hair salon?
What did Stephanie say? He can like cleanse your chakra or whatever and then do your hair and makeup and sing while he's doing it. But I mean, he had like, listen to this new song that's coming out. She's like, what does it mean? He's like, hold on, let me look it up.
Wait, let me Google it. So is this something new for Deandra? Was she into all this spirituality stuff last season?
I don't remember. I don't feel shocked by it. So I feel like she was into a little bit of this. Although Mama D's like, yeah, whatever. Go ahead, Deandra.
And by the way, Mama D is still giving her money.
To do stupid shit. Like to send the dog away for training
$3,000.
That's bullshit. And she's like, still pays my housekeeper. Why aren't you cleaning your own fucking house? Your husband doesn't work.
I would be so embarrassed at her age to be saying that that's my mom pays
gives
for my dog
money.
Training, pays for my housekeeper.
No, you like that money that's coming from Mama D is
it's
coming from
money.
The trust, right?
Yeah,
her own trust money.
Yeah, yeah.
Mama D, just give her the fucking money.
Just give her the
and
money.
If she spends it all, she spends it
but
all.
But why isn't Mama D giving it to her? Because she knows if
Look
she
at her.
Gives it to her, she's going to blow it.
It's spent.
Mm-hmm. But how sad is that? That when you're 50 years
how old is she?
That
50.
Your mom has to control your money because you have a spending problem.
Nuts. Nuts.
And why isn't Jeremy working?
Isn't he? By the way, his hair looked really weird this episode. You know how we say he can look hot or not?
Yeah.
Didn't look hot.
Not?
He's a photographer,
but is he earning any money?
I think he's helping her, whatever she's selling. What is she doing? Does she have still the line? Yeah, she still has the makeup line, right?
Yeah. Hard Night, Good Morning.
Maybe
she was wearing the shirt.
Pictures. I don't know.
So she's paying him?
Also, her face, it's too...
Too much.
It's too pulled, and the lips are either newly plumped. What is it?
She has too much...
Filler.
Filler yeah. in her lips where her top lip doesn't move.
Right. It doesn't move when she talks, and she looks like that. Remember the duck from Mr. Rogers? No, not Mr. Rogers. Yeah, it was Mr. Rogers. They had that lady, the platypus lip.
Oh, God. Now you said it.
Listen, I have no lips, and it drives me fucking nuts. Like I said, I would get lip injections in a minute if it didn't look like that. If it just looked like I had lips, period. But no, I would look like a fucking monster.
But I would love to see it.
All right, Jersey.
They're still at Lake George.
Jen tells Melissa finally that a whole, you know, Michelle's husband says that Joey Gorga owes him money.
So does Dolores not like Melissa? Like, for real? Mm. Because Dolores is the one that said, hey, did you tell Melissa about...
Yeah, but I didn't take that as not... I took that as be upfront. Like, if you're hearing something, be upfront. Because, you know, these ladies do that.
I don't know. I kind of took it like...
Well,
know.
She definitely protects Teresa more than Melissa.
Yeah, but she's like, well, when are you going to tell her?
Yeah.
When are you going to tell her? Like, why are you even
I thought Jen did a very good job. Well, it's because they're bringing Michelle in. They needed this, you know, drama. Now, the scenes from next week where Joe confronts this guy and says, hey, I heard you're saying this. It looks so fake. And the guy is like a horrible actor. And he's like, well, yeah, we did. You made a lot of money from that event. And he's like, yeah. And then the guy goes, haven't you ever heard of you split the stuff? It's like, are you a fucking idiot? Unless it's in your contract. Well, no, you don't split what you get because, oh yeah, the guy happened to make a lot of money at an event you were at. No.
I was under the impression that there was some sort of agreement or contract and then Joe Gorga shortchanged the guy.
Right. But it sounds like Joe's like, no, you did it. He said something like, you were hanging on my coattails. You were getting your name out there, emceeing the event for me. That was it. Like, there was no agreement.
So again, they're making it to be a bigger deal than it actually is.
Yeah.
Just like the Joe.
And the guy's like, well, you made money, so give me money. It's like, you're an idiot.
That way.
If you think it works that way, you're a bigger idiot than.
Yeah. So now I'm like, what's real and what's fake? We just don't know.
And then Jackie with her brother. Another situation where I'm like, why are you bringing your brother into this? You don't have to have this conversation, like a fake conversation with your brother, you know, explain to your brother what's going on with Teresa and what Teresa did. Like, all of this, I don't like it.
I don't like it either. We're on.
We
you.
Get it. We don't need all this. Show us more Margaret.
Margaret is
show us
the
more.
Best.
I like, okay. I want Margaret with the boys. And maybe Jen. I'm sorry. I'm enjoying Jen.
Okay. I'm just going to say this once.
I think this is going to be the second time.
Is growing on
see,
me.
See? She's not trying too hard.
She's not.
Yeah.
And that's what it is.
That's what it is. Yeah.
And she looks amazing without makeup.
She's really pretty.
She looks so young.
Yeah.
Well, she's had a fucking lot of work done.
Well,
so let's just
look
be
at her,
real.
Her husband does that.
Well, I know. But
amazing
it's not
would
all,
that be?
You know, natural. I'm just saying.
I don't like also Jackie has to throw Evan another party with all these people because Teresa ruined the first
one. Okay, this party is not for Evan. This party is for Jackie.
Yeah, because I want to tell my side of the story. I don't want to talk about this anymore. However, let's all talk about it. Let the boys talk about it. Let the girls talk about it. And let me announce it in the happy birthday, Evan, go fuck your girlfriend speech.
And there's only 10 people there. So what was the point?
At a public restaurant, too.
At a public restaurant, which I couldn't believe. They were there amongst the rest of the diners, tucked off in a corner on a plastic folding table. What the hell was this?
Also, the whole, in Evan's world, his name and reputation are everything. You're a fucking banker.
Yeah. And you're making way more out of this than you need to.
Your name and your reputation are everything. All right. Well, it's already out there.
It was ridiculous. Yeah. Ridiculous.
Anyway, I have to say that anytime Frank Catania walks into a party, everybody's fucking excited. Everybody. All the guys, all the girls, everybody loves Frank Catania.
Well, what's not to like?
I love him.
What's not to like? Okay, yeah. So Teresa's realtor comes and, you know, this is the first time we've seen Teresa's backyard. We've never seen her pool.
It's very pretty.
That house is just...
Oh, that's right. The pool that Tony built.
Yeah.
You know, I think that was all fake too. Like, hey, Michelle, unless your husband and Joey work this out. You can't sell my house. Oh, sure. Okay. I mean, well, Melissa had to beg Teresa to fight for it. Like, listen, this girl's telling stories
so
about
it's
your brother.
Interesting. Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I didn't like that realtor.
Shady.
Yeah, I didn't like her at all.
Didn't Everybody like knows it. Her. I heard Danielle on something. I don't even know what I heard her
oh,
on.
Oh, Danielle Staub has been doing live Instagram feeds during the show.
Yeah, that's what it is. And so somebody said to her, do you know Michelle? Well, yeah, I know Michelle well. She's one of my best friends. When I hate when people are like, yeah, I know them well. They're one of my best friends. Please.
No, they're not.
you know her as a realtor. You see her picture on all the benches around town.
It's like, come on, Danielle. Move on already.
She's a great lady. One of my best friends.
Hanging on, trying to make be relevant.
Is she still in Marty's house?
I don't think so, no. Oh. I think he sold it and Marty's done with her.
Ah, finally.
She's shady as hell.
Cuckoo, yeah. Cuckoo.
Poor daughters.
Should we move to Temptation Island?
Oh, are we going to talk about Summer House?
Oh.
Well, I know you didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it.
Would you like me to talk about
yes.
Summer House?
Yes. Okay, so tell me, I saw the whole thing about Lindsay. Of course, she realizes that her boyfriend Stavi has gone home.
Stavi's gone, left without even telling her.
Was she even upset? We heard there are bugs.
Mosquito.
I would turn on the zapper. Should I? I mean, is it going to be zap, zap, zapping? But who cares?
Who cares?
I'm going to turn it on.
Try it on.
Okay, if you hear a few zaps, it's our bug zapper. I want to hear zaps because I flicked
a
few off my face.
A lot of mosquitoes tonight. Mm-hmm. Outdoors.
Yeah.
All right. So Stavi leaves. He hits the road. And everything else in the house is coming apart at the seams, Anne. It was crazy.
Why? What's happening? Carl's not even there, right?
Carl's not there. He's still with his family, but Stavi's gone. You know, Lindsay's all in a twist about him leaving, and Hannah is fighting with everybody.
Why? I thought Hannah had made up with everybody. No?
Hannah is, I don't know what her deal is.
Wait, she hadn't made up with Amanda. They were having a conversation.
Yeah. They haven't really made up yet. So there's a lot of tension in the house. Mm. A lot of tension. So Lindsay gets some flowers from Steven. And it's like, why did you send her flowers? He needs to just freaking run. You know, he needs to run.
Well, once again, she's in a toxic relationship.
Yeah, but she's the one who's toxic.
I think they both are. I mean, why?
Really?
Well, he leaves, which he shouldn't have done. If he wanted this relationship to continue, you don't freaking leave when you fight. I mean,
I would have left.
I know, but then why are you sending flowers?
Well, that's what
like,
I mean.
Leave and be done.
Don't let her reach out to you.
Right.
I mean, she was being a bitch, although he didn't do the best job with her birthday.
No.
I will say that. But he tried. It's not like he did nothing. And there's a pandemic. What do you want from him?
Lindsay. So what's with this spreadsheet thing? Did he actually send that?
Yeah. So first he sent the flowers and then she sent him this long message about, you know, what she needs and what she is looking for. So then he turns around and sends her this 8-page spreadsheet or PowerPoint presentation outlining their relationship and all this stuff. If I got that from a guy, I would be like, fuck off.
How did she take it?
Well, she thought it was kind of nice.
Well thought out.
Like he put time into it. And I'm like, really? This is the kind of guy you want? Someone who's going to go through. Well, she said, oh, he's in marketing and this is kind of what
so
he does.
So what?
But it's your relationship. Do not send me a PowerPoint presentation.
Looked like it was. I was quite impressed with what I saw.
I mean, he put a lot of time into it. But it's like, if this is what it takes, Steven, to make her happy, then you need to fucking run in the opposite direction because this is ridiculous.
So what did she, did it resolve or did she call him or what?
Oh, no, I don't think she called him. Mm. I think that it just left kind of with the PowerPoint presentation. And and then Danielle is like, what?
The fuck is
like,
this?
Like, you gave him homework? What? And she's like, yeah. So I don't know what the deal is with Hannah and Hannah and Paige are up in their room and Kyle, it must have been like it's a weekend. So Kyle and Danielle and the rest of the group are playing music and they're having fun. And then Paige sends a text message saying, can you please turn down the
music?
Oh,
no.
And Kyle, he thinks it's from Hannah, but it was actually Paige. But Kyle flips out.
And does he go upstairs and like, no fucking way, it's the weekend.
Well, Amanda tries to turn it down, and Kyle's like, it's the weekend. We've all been working hard all weekend. I don't interrupt your podcast.
Oh.
So there's a lot going on between the two of them, and the next day they're out at the pool, and they have words, and it's just Amanda's like, oh, my God, just stop. Done.
So it's really Kyle and Hannah right now. Kyle's so pissed off at Hannah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Kyle. So Amanda and Hannah kind of make up, and okay, they apologize to each other. But then this is what was interesting. So then Dez comes in the picture. Who's Hannah's Dez? Boyfriend. He's a fellow comedian.
Oh, the new guy, the guy she's engaged to?
Yeah.
He shows up?
No, she calls him.
Oh.
And then it's explained that she's been talking to him for a little bit. But suddenly she's now calling him on camera and asking him his advice on what to do about Kyle. And it's like, come on.
Oh, wait. She's asking the guy that she's now engaged to. So they were just like buddies back then?
Apparently. I mean, I don't know if I buy it, but okay. But it's funny that she referred to him as my fellow comedian, Dez. And then it showed,
oh, God. Know. Also that she considers herself a comedian.
Yeah. And Dez
this is
like,
also new.
Dez is 43 or 45. Mm-hmm. And she's 28 or 29. It's pretty interesting. It's like, okay, well, where was Dez, you know?
So do you think, are your thoughts that her and Dez were together and
she was definitely,
this whole Luke thing was all for her show?
I think so. She was definitely talking to Dez. It wasn't like this was all new. She was definitely talking to him before, but she's making it sound like he, you know, reached
out. He comforted her.
He hit her up on the DMs and they started talking, and now they're just kind of, it's at the beginning of
we're
their
gonna see it
friendship
form.
Slash relationship, which I don't know if I buy it.
What's going on with Luke and Ciara? Anything?
No, she's okay. Completely icing him out.
Fantastic. So we didn't see Carl at all this episode.
Carl came back, and then he had to quarantine, so he was in his room, but everybody's happy to see Carl back.
Good.
So, yeah, so we'll see what happens.
Okay. I'll definitely still watch it, because I want to see all that.
I
like to see Kyle all heated up.
I'm liking that they're just, it's just them.
Yeah.
And there's not all of these out, you know,
it's
outside
perfect.
People and parties
it's what
and
we
stuff.
I like all these people. And, you know, I like them all in certain ways and the way they interact with each other. Because I do think they're all real friends. We know a certain amount of them, not necessarily real friends with each other, but there's groups of real friends in this group.
Yeah.
And that's the way Summer House always was. It was always like, these friends all rent out a house in the Hamptons during the summer, and that's a real thing.
Yeah.
So you would have people who are different groups of friends.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm liking it.
I
think
love
it's
Summer
a really
House.
Good season.
Yeah.
And Hannah's not herself. She's, you know, getting into it with a lot of people. And it's pretty funny because Paige even says, you know, the problem is that Kyle and Hannah like to be the center of attention.
Ooh.
And that's why they're having issues. So
wild.
Anyway.
Wild. Okay, well, I'll catch up on that. So now Temptation Island, Gina. So the last few seasons, you know, it's the third season. The first two seasons, we had our connection that would give us, we would get screeners early and we get a lot of interviews for like the whole cast. They changed who they use. So we get the screener on Fridays for what, Monday or Tuesday show?
Yeah.
We get it a few days. We're not getting, last time we got three episodes at a time. So we knew what was going to happen. So far, I don't love this cast, this season.
Mm-mm.
I'm not feeling a connection. In fact, I don't even want to interview anybody. There's nobody on here that's like, I've got to interview that person.
I thought it was just me, but it's kind of boring.
I don't like any of them. Okay, I like one. I like Corey. That's it. He's the only one I like.
Yeah, Corey and Aaron's okay. I mean, I'm fine with Aaron.
Yeah, I actually think they're a real couple that they're trying to figure things out. And I think Aaron's the one who brought Corey on, and he didn't want to come because he's so in love with her. He's still so in love with her, and she's not doing anything wrong. Like, she's figuring it out. I think she'll figure out that she really likes Corey. I feel like that's real. These other couples, I don't believe for a second.
Well, Thomas and Chelsea for sure seem totally fake. And it creeps me out when Thomas is with Sophia.
And plus his fucking shirt is buttoned down to his unbuttoned to his navel.
Yeah, no. No, don't like it.
And we know they're both actors. So I really feel this weird thing like, you're fake, you're not a real relationship, and whatever. Like, I don't care about them. And then Kendall and Erica, so I just saw them on a live. So we know right now they're quarantining because they're doing the reunion this week, or the finale or reunion?
The reunion, I think.
This weekend. So we've had some connections with some of the cast members. Anyway, they're all in hotels in LA. They're all doing lives like fucking idiots. And on one of the lives, it's Kendall and Erica on different little screens, but somebody caught that you could hear them, like, just they're in the same room but in separate areas.
Same hotel room but different.
Yes. Also, you wouldn't be on a live with your ex-boyfriend if you weren't still together, because they were perfectly fine and happy. And then when somebody said something to them, they logged off right away. So they're still fucking together. I don't know what the hell's going on here. And Erica, I felt sorry for you. I don't feel sorry for you anymore.
No.
You told us, you told Mark Wahlberg that you were cheated on in the past. You said you would never do it again. You would never get in a relationship with a guy who cheated on you again. Well, you admitted that Kendall cheated on you.
Yeah.
Before this. And now he's saying to the camera, I'm single while I'm here. He's having sex with Alexis.
And she's
with a
still
Y with
him.
A C. Alexis with a C with a Y with an X.
Yeah. Ooh, I don't like her. I don't like her.
I also, you know, this is how lame I am. On one of the lives, somebody said, it was one of the girls. I think it was Maya was on with like a few of the guys. And they're like, who's the girl that you don't like, that you like the least? And I put Alexis. And she said, oh my God, Alexis. She's like the nicest person. Well, she may be really nice to the girls. She's not coming off like really nice and sweet.
No. In fact, she seems kind of calculated.
Also, what's with Kendall sitting there and there's the three girls all making out with each other? I guess this is a cool, normal thing. It's no big deal. They're all single girls.
He enjoyed it.
Of course.
But we don't really know a lot of the singles. I mean, I still don't know who they are.
Okay, there's what about... So we got a good look at Tommy. And Tommy's from Joy-Z.
Yeah.
Tommy was the one in first episode. We got it. He was like pumping his chest. You know, he was the pumping of the chest guy. Then we didn't really see anything. Well, now all of a sudden, Chelsea's kind of interested in Tommy. Thinks he's
Which
fun.
I have a hard time to believing that
she was really into him. Totally wasted.
True.
I mean, you saw when they were dancing together and grinding, she was like wasted. And then he was kissing her cheek in the confessional. But what was really hard and uncomfortable was listening to those three guys sitting and talking about how Tommy can smash it with Chelsea. And is he going to do it? He could totally get in there. And
well, how about the whole thing with Blake? Blake the fake.
Ooh, yeah. Well, why is Blake the fake? Now, listen, Blake is annoying to me. He seems like one of these guys that thinks he's bigger and better than the rest. Well, he's a dentist, so he probably is. He's a little bit older than everybody else.
He has a job.
It's a real job. But these guys don't like him. And do they not like him? Because he did kind of like tell on one of the other guys and say, remember he told one of the guys, these girls don't like you.
Yeah, but why did Shock go over and confront him? And then
you mean Shaq?
What did I say? Shock? Shaq.
It's not Jacques. Shaq.
Shaq. Shaquille.
Shaquille.
He went over and confronted him and made this big scene. And then Erica somehow got herself involved in it. And it's like, what is even?
Well, also Blake's like, Shaquille, go over there and see what they're saying and stand up for me. You go stand up for me. It's like, Blake, get off your ass in your stupid little white robe and go defend yourself.
Why is Shaq going over there and he's stirring it up? And then Erica
I also think Shaquille could be playing for the other team.
Well,
he gives off that vibe.
He kind of does.
Doesn't he?
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with saying that.
No. He does.
You know why? These guys were pissed off and jealous that the two girls they liked picked two other guys for their second date or their third date. That's what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, they are. But I agree with you. I think this season is missing something for me. It's falling short.
I feel like we're not getting to know anybody. Because they have one conversation and they're like, okay, we're going to go on the dates. And then the dates we barely see.
We barely see the dates. We don't know. There's no conversations to speak of.
I feel like it's totally cutting off. It's weird.
Why is that?
I don't know. I don't get it. Julian's given nothing. Julian's like, I'm not going to cheat. I'm not going to do anything. So they're not even showing him. He's having conversations with Maya and nothing's going to happen there. He's like, yeah, Maya, you remind me of my girlfriend. Is his girlfriend, is Kristen, is that her name, Kristen?
Yeah. She's not going to do anything.
She's not going to do anything. Like, it's boring. I mean, listen, do we want to see them like cheat? Not necessarily, but
yes, we do.
Show something.
Yes, we do.
Show them having more fun than fucking Aaron playing soccer.
Well, right now it's just Kendall's the only one.
Yeah, and I don't want to see that.
No,
I
because feel like Kendall's got an ego that I don't like.
Oh man, he's got an ego that's not warranted.
No, for sure.
Also, when they go to the bonfire. And Erica sees that Kendall is like in bed and basically having sex. We saw them. We saw it moving.
Yeah.
We saw the movement back and forth. I don't know what else they were doing if they weren't having sex. And she has no reaction. Like hardly anything. Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that was weird.
Mm-hmm.
That was really weird.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm underwhelmed so far.
Yeah. I just want to know why it's Blake the fake. What is he faking?
Yeah, what is he faking? Why is that such a big
deal?
They
don't like him. Because he's a doctor. Maybe he's, oh my God, maybe in the house he's like, would you please refer to me as Dr. Blake?
May I see your teeth, please?
Man. All right.
Well, should we go to The Bachelor?
Yeah. I just want to let people know that the interview thing with this, we've had a few that have been set up, rescheduled. We canceled one. And it's just like, I have no desire to talk to any of these people.
Yeah.
Whereas the other seasons, totally into. Last season, wanted to talk to everybody. I just don't know what the difference is.
The people that are on the show?
It's the people.
It's the people that are on the show. So yeah. We'll see. Maybe we will. Maybe we won't. I don't know. But
don't get me wrong. I'm still very excited when it comes on. I want to watch it. But I'm waiting for that next jump. Like, what's going to happen?
Yeah, what's going to happen?
All right, a little Bachelor. God.
Yeah, so this
very
was...
Very little. I did find out something that... This is no, like, big secret, but actually one of our friends told us that they know where The Bachelorette's being filmed because her sister works at this place, and they rented it out for, like, 3 months, and it's...
In Arizona, right?
It's in New Mexico.
New Mexico, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, the Hyatt. And then Reality Steve put it out there. I don't think that's that big of a deal. Now, we also, apparently, Reality Steve put out who the hosts are going to be for The Bachelorette.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, just breaking news. Also, I'm not really spoiling anything, but apparently, Reality Steve says it's going to be Tayshia and Caitlin.
Caitlin Bristow.
I knew you were going to say that.
She's going to be the host to
her,
get, like,
her
both
and Tayshia together.
I can't stand her.
I know. I don't know how I feel about it. I like that it's a girl.
So
I have so many feelings. I don't hate Caitlin as much as you do.
I just find her to be so
mainly because
annoying.
I like her boyfriend so much. She did just win Dancing with the Stars, so maybe they're like, okay, she's got a good following. We got to get this back on track with people that people love. People love Tayshia. People love Caitlin.
Do they love
Caitlin? I don't know. I think I honestly am kind of with you where. I don't feel like Caitlin, it needs to be Caitlin. I don't know. I'm okay with Tayshia. I feel like, though, it's like we just saw Tayshia. That's the only thing with Tayshia. Like, we just saw her. Isn't
Caitlin
there anybody else?
Self-promotes too much.
Mm.
Like, she does not.
But they love her. She's
thing.
Still in a sweetheart. She's still in Bachelor World and Bachelor Nation sweetheart. So that's why they're like, well, everybody loves Tayshia. Everybody loves
Have Jason.
Caitlin.
Jason can do it.
Yeah, but I think they want to have two girls for a Bachelorette. I think that's what they're going to be trying to do.
Really?
Mm.
Well, I think Chris is going to come back.
They're going to try to make him come back, but anyway.
He needs to take a minute.
Yeah. All right, so the overnight dates. I don't know. Is he having sex with all these girls?
Kinda
it almost
seemed
seems
like
it.
Didn't
it.
He?
It seems like it. So, they're all very happy at the end of these dates.
Yeah, but you know what? I did not like Rachel. I thought she was, she was pouting and she was frowning, and of course she was the last one to go on the date, and she was kind of a pain in the ass.
Yeah, she was. Is it easy to see these girls come back? No, but the other girls are doing it.
Yeah,
like
suck it up,
Buttercup.
Yeah, I agree. I didn't like her behavior. I thought you're showing your age right now.
Yeah,
you're showing
also,
your age.
There were some deleted scenes that just came out today. If you saw them online, I'm not sure, but you know how they didn't show Rachel's mourning after? They didn't show it at all. They didn't show them waking up.
You're right.
And so apparently there was a conversation that Rachel had with Matt about race, and that she doesn't take that into account at all, that doesn't matter to her. And so they totally wiped that out. We never saw that conversation with her and Matt.
Yeah, I wonder why they wiped it out.
Mm-hmm.
So I personally think that he seemed to have the most fun with Michelle, and that he seemed the most kind of himself and at ease and just easy breezy.
What a weird fucking spa thing though. The butter is so gross.
Yeah, that was gross. The oatmeal, the butter. I thought there's no way. I don't want butter rubbed all over my body. The smell alone would make me gag.
The oatmeal bath. I think they're super comfortable, but I still get that brother sister vibe from them.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, so I don't think it's a surprise if we say what we know about The Bachelorette.
No, I mean, everybody knows.
I think it's pretty
point.
Out there that it's Katie's The Bachelorette. We're going to find that out after the final rose, yeah, which is next, this coming Monday.
Right.
So Katie's The Bachelorette. They're getting ready for her. And then Michelle is going to be another Bachelorette in June because she has school.
Yeah.
So we know it's not Michelle. And we know Bree got sent home. So guess
how
what?
Are they going? We know he picks Katie. I'm sorry, Rachel.
Yeah.
So how are they going to do that? So they're going to,
like you said, there's no film of him proposing or anything.
Right.
So apparently he picks Rachel. But she's not wearing. They showed previews of upcoming after the final rose, and she's not wearing a ring.
I'm just wondering if they cut it.
Ooh.
If they cut it and then re-edited it so that they wouldn't have all the backlash.
Wow. They could have. Well, they definitely cut scenes that we never saw of them talking about race and all that. They cut that. So maybe
because
they,
you know what kind of shit he would get for picking Rachel, even though we know that he picked Rachel.
So maybe they're redoing the whole, oh, you know what? They could be redoing this whole dialogue where originally he probably proposed, they were happy, and then all this shit came out about her and then the whole Chris Harrison thing.
Yeah.
That they are redoing all of it.
Yeah. I'm anxious to see how they're going to do it in the 3-hour finale.
Mm.
It's 2 hours plus an hour of After the Rose.
And After the Rose has already been filmed, so.
Yeah, so are they going to address it that he did pick her, but for whatever reason, well, we know the reason, it didn't work out. I mean, what's going to happen?
That I'm most curious about that. Like, how are they going to play this out? What is going to happen?
Yeah, we shall see. It's going to be interesting.
It will be. Little 90-day follow-up.
Yeah, so we didn't talk about 90-day last week, so we'll kind of touch on it this week. So Jovi and Yara, they go dress shopping. So they're going to get married. Mm-hmm. They're going to Vegas. She goes and picks out a dress, which I thought was kind of like a prom dress. I mean, did you see? I mean, it was very beaded. It was more like a gown.
Well, he could care less.
He could give a shit.
He doesn't like
her. He only wants to go to strip club party, mm-hmm, which he does. Now, she let him go, but she said he can go for 2 hours.
You know what? I missed one. I did not see that.
You didn't see it?
I went back to look at the last one I watched, and I didn't see anything after this. I was like, I know we saved this for 2 weeks. I did not see that happening.
This was this week.
Didn't see it. Oh, I even went back to look, and it didn't tape.
So you didn't see the whole show?
I guess not. What the hell? Yeah, I went back and looked for 90 Day, and the last one I saw was this one. It was from one I already watched 2 weeks ago.
Because it records like
five of them.
So many.
Yeah.
Goes to the strip club, and the last thing we see with him is his friend gives him some money, and he's throwing stacks of ones at these strippers, and he pays for Jovi to go upstairs with the stripper.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
Won't, not going to happen.
So then they go to Vegas. Now the mom gets to go to Vegas.
No, that's nice. And the dad doesn't go as he's working.
Probably. I don't know if the dad's there or not. but now of course, you know, Yara's not talking to him because of the whole bachelor party. And so we'll see
it just
next
came
week.
Out that they're going to be on the new show. What Now or whatever. There's another one, you know, they keep, you know, following up with these couples because we know they're still together and they have a baby.
Yeah.
So they're going to be on that next generation of whatever that is.
Oh, wow.
90 with day marrying babies, whatever.
90 day marrying babies.
So I want to talk about Stephanie because the last one that I saw about Stephanie, she was fucking unraveling. She was stabbing a balloon that Ryan gave her,
yeah,
and she called Harrison. Harrison, come and sleep with me.
What meds is she on?
She's on something.
What is her deal? How pathetic.
She's such a hot mess. And these guys are not good looking. Like,
no.
I feel like she could do a lot better.
Well, yeah, but she's crazy.
She's crazy, but she's attractive.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter when you're crazy.
Guys don't care that you're crazy if you're attractive and want to have sex.
guys in Belize don't care, but guys in the
they
U.S.
do care. Freaking Ryan's like, I'm out of here. You're crazy.
Yeah, so Ryan's gone, and then Stephanie, you know, calls Harris, who, like you said, not very attractive.
No, at first I thought he was better looking. He's not.
Yeah, she's a psycho.
Yeah.
She's, poor thing.
She just seems totally wasted.
So now she's totally into Harris, and all of a sudden she's in love with Harris.
Fantastic.
Yeah, poor Stephanie.
Brandon and Julia, last I saw, they date stamped it March 2020, so they want us to know, you know, and she went COVID. Wedding dress shopping with Betty there, and Betty was sweet. Betty was nice. What happened this last week?
So this last week, they're talking about getting married in a church, and she wants to get married in a church. And he doesn't give a shit. And it comes out that he's only doing this for her. He doesn't really care about the wedding day. And he just wants to make her happy. And he really doesn't want to get married.
Do you think that they get married?
I don't know. Because we still haven't seen anything.
I know.
We haven't seen anything.
But I believe them. Like, I believe that they're really in love. But I haven't heard anything about them.
Well, they only have a limited amount of time. He's totally insensitive. But the only reason he's doing it is just to make her happy. He doesn't really want to get married.
But he has to get married for her to stay here.
Well, right.
So is she still here? We don't know.
We don't know.
Tariq and Hazel. So they were looking for a fucking girlfriend.
Looking for a girlfriend. She's still pissed off because he was, you know,
still talking about
Minty. I don't know. We don't know what's going to happen.
So she's still just mad.
Yeah, he reached out to Minty and asked her for help, which
I know.
Don't
understand. That was so like, Minty, you know what we like in a girl.
Yeah, help
and then
us
Minty's
find
like,
one.
I'm ready. I'm here available for you. But is she here? I don't get that. She's not there.
I don't think so.
The location, but she offers her services.
Right. Which was interesting.
So that's fucking fake. I mean, think about it.
Well, yeah, because
she's not available to them. Also, it's COVID, assholes. Mm-hmm.
Hazel's from the Philippines. I think she's from Thailand. So
he likes the Thai girls.
Yeah, he does.
And yeah,
he does. And apparently his brother does, too, because I think he just married one. Is he having a baby?
I think so.
And then Mike and Natalie. Mm. Oh, God.
He's so miserable.
He hates her. Hates her.
I hate her, too, by the way.
But he gives her ring back.
Oh, I didn't see that. Yeah. Why would he do that?
Well, don't get too excited. Okay. You know, she keeps asking him, do you know, can I trust you? And do you forgive me? And he's like, can't you just take the ring and just be okay with it? Why do you have to keep talking to me about it? So then we see in Coming Attractions for next week, she's crying and packing up her stuff.
Oh,
so
finally. Bring back Bo. Bring back Uncle Bo.
Well, they did have a birthday party. It was Uncle Bo's 50th birthday party.
But Uncle Bo's only 50?
He's 50.
Oh, shit.
So
at the house?
Yeah. One of the neighbors came over and brought a cake, and it was just the four of them.
Oh, was she happy about Uncle Bo? She likes Uncle Bo.
Yeah, she likes Uncle Bo.
Everybody likes Uncle Bo.
What's not to like about Uncle Bo?
Okay, Rebecca and Zied.
There wasn't much. They had a conversation behind Joella's, and it's Ramadan, so he's going to, I think he was talking about, like, he can't stay in the same house as her or the same place as her.
He also was
Ramadan.
Saying that they can't get married during Ramadan.
Yeah.
And she was acting like, oh my God, I didn't know any of this. Like,
yeah.
Come
yeah.
on. So do you not know him at all? You've been dating for this long, you don't know?
Well, he's not happy. He misses his family. Yeah. So I think he's going to end up going back. We'll see.
They're not a good fit. I don't like her.
I mean, it's not a good fit.
Like no.
You can't like marry a 20-something year old and then be jealous all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because other young girls are paying attention to him. And then last but not least, and our favorite hometown boy, Andrew and
Amira.
So Amira made it to Bosnia.
Oh, she actually went.
She went.
Oh, God.
And he's sitting on the porch, or not Bosnia, Serbia. Sorry. And so she got there safely, and she's got to stay there for a few days, and he's very excited.
I'm so angry at him. I hate him.
Yeah.
For making her do that.
I know.
I can't believe she actually comes here. Is she here in Sacramento?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, we should reach out to him.
I want to reach out to her, not him.
Well, she's excited to come to the U.S. because we have lots of makeup stores.
Oh, this is true. We have lots of Sephora's everywhere.
Yeah, so that's why she's excited. So that is the update on 90 Day Fiancé.
Yes. All right. So I didn't miss that much. I did miss a few, which I'm going to try to watch, actually.
Well, they carry so much over from last week that there's not a lot of new stuff. Mm-mm.
All right, let's talk MAFS Atlanta. We will finish up with this. I've like had lots of feelings. I was actually very excited to watch this episode.
Yeah, so was I.
The Jacob and Haley situation. I'm still trying to figure this out. He asks her, I love these nighttime scenes, by the way. And we hear him ask her, are you physically attracted to me? And she's like, I just don't know. And then he's like, well, I'm out of here. If you're not physically attracted to me, I'm out of here.
This is not going to end well.
This is not going to. If you're not physically attracted to me, then where is it going to go from there?
Well, he has a point.
Actually,
he has a
point. Totally agree. It's never nice to hear that I'm not physically attracted to you. But that attraction can grow. I do understand that.
Yeah, but that is like a dagger in
it's
the heart.
So bad. But it's like when you meet someone and they're your friend for a long time and you don't think of them in any way. And then they become attractive. But
over
she's
time.
Just not there yet. And she's trying. I mean, she goes out
trying.
And she buys them clothes. I actually give her a lot of fucking credit. Except, you know, she's going, I forget that they're in the same apartment building. So when Paige like needs her, say, I'm going to go hang out with Paige for a little bit. And then she's up there for like 4 hours having tons of wine.
Because she doesn't want to be around him.
No. Well, he's boring.
Although, I was going to
so
say.
So boring.
Although he's very, very difficult to have a conversation with.
He can say a few things that are kind of comical. I want to like shake him.
He's so deadpan and he's so monotone and there's no personality.
None.
No personality. None.
And that's all she wants. She's like trying to get it out of him. She plans a lunch. I mean, she's really trying. I give her a lot of credit. But he's kind of being an I mean, after she said, I just don't know if I'm attracted.
Yeah, that did it for him.
I mean, she didn't say no. She's like, I just don't know. But I mean, right away,
well,
then we're done. But when they invite the friends over, he did make an effort. So,
okay, now let's talk about his house.
Yeah.
His house is not all that.
The backyard that's supposed to be like a fucking oasis?
It's no fucking oasis.
I'm confused.
I want to see, where was the beach? We didn't see the sandy beach.
I saw sand.
You did?
A little bit. Oh, God. It was so embarrassing, though, because then even Victoria went over. She's like, oh, my God, I can't wait to see this place. He's talked about it so much. Oh, my God. When does he talk about it with you guys? That's all he talks about?
All I saw was some chairs.
The huge blow-up things that are way too big for the pool.
The blow-up things and a rusty shed.
The fact that Haley had never even been in the house. Like, she goes, oh, I didn't even know where this room was. Well, she was in. She walked
was in,
through the
yeah,
house.
Yeah. But the weird, I mean, when he's showing the guys his man cave or whatever, his music room or whatever it was, and Eric's fucking yawning.
That's where he jams.
He's like, yeah, this is where I've got
my
vinyl.
Oh, God. He's just so, yeah, he's just very monotone. I feel bad for her. I do.
I feel bad for him, too, because he just doesn't. Like, how is he ever going to find a woman? How?
I get what you're saying.
He has to find someone that is boring
appreciates,
as well.
Appreciates what he has to offer, which is what just...
What does he have to offer,
which is
though?
Just kind of like a house, comfort, a security.
And somebody who loves the 80s.
And somebody who likes to bowl, because apparently everybody likes to bowl. That was his one little comedic side thing.
Yeah. Who doesn't like to bowl? Poor. Yeah, this is not going to work.
No. Okay,
not
Clara and Ryan.
Now, I was hopeful for this, but she kind of was a bitch. I thought she was kind of a bitch. When
okay,
he
kind
went,
of. However, he's not fun either. He's very serious. He's a perfectionist. He picks at her little things. I understand what you're saying when he tried to be nice.
Well, with the donuts,
yeah.
I thought she could have been.
I thought he was trying.
He was trying.
Gina, if you were sitting there and then the entire time he is kind of putting her down, like, what are your life goals? She's like, I don't have any. She's kind of over him. She's annoyed. Remember, he kind of gave her a bad time last week for drinking with friends. She's changed around him. And he doesn't want to have sex. Give her fucking sex. Have sex with her. That's what she needs right now to feel secure.
Mm-hmm.
Do it.
Well, she, yeah.
I guess that's a little bit. Just fucking have sex with her, Ryan.
Just have sex and get it over with.
Who cares
with?
That you want to wait?
I don't understand why he's waiting.
What did he say? He said something like, it means something more to me. Like, he innately, he doesn't trust people. So he really takes things slow. well, why did you go on this show? That's the disconnect. Why did you go on a show like this if you're not willing to open up to the person that they set you up with?
Exactly.
That's where I feel like it's not fair to her, because they know that she loves love. You know, she'll get there very quickly. He doesn't want to like change at all for her. Like, this is the way I do things. You need to be like me.
Yeah,
that's not fair. That's not fair that she has to change to be like him. He needs to fucking break his walls down.
Wound so tight.
Yeah.
He needs to loosen up. I mean, I thought it was a nice gesture to bring her to the little donut shop.
I actually thought that was very nice, too. And it probably killed him, like she said, that he was eating those donuts because he's so
health conscious.
Yeah. But I feel like she's just going, like, doing anything the opposite of him right now.
Well, because now she's pissed.
She's pissed. And when she said something like, he started going on about his own philosophy. And you could tell it went on for a little bit long.
And then she's
like, oh, God, I feel like I'm at a self-help talk and the donuts were the free thing.
Yeah. I thought I was coming here to eat some donuts. I didn't know that I had to listen to this.
Because obviously she's taking it as criticism.
Well, I mean, I understand why she would think that he was criticizing her.
But I did think it was a good look for him for trying.
Yeah.
But it kind of made her come off a little bitchy. I don't think that's the way it was. I think she's over him being the way he is. Like, he's so rigid. And everything's on his timeline. She said that. Everything's on his timeline. Everything has to do with him. Like, what about me? So fuck you. Like, come to my timeline.
Yeah, but I think I would have approached it a little bit differently.
She had it. She was suppressing everything. That's why.
I appreciate it. This is great. But, you know, I really feel like you need to loosen up a little bit. I don't want to be talked at, or I don't want to be lectured.
She could have done it differently, you know? For sure.
I mean, they're just so new. Of course, now I would just say, it's like, I don't want to fucking listen to you. Shut up. Okay, then who else do we have?
Paige.
Paige.
About that? Let's save do
Paige.
Victoria.
Yeah,
and Eric.
Let's talk about Eric and Victoria. I was kind of wondering where this was going to go with them, because I thought, oh God, this is going to go south. When he cooked dinner, why did he cook dinner at his apartment or his condo?
Because he feels more comfortable cooking there.
Oh, he has all his pans and stuff.
Yeah,
there?
He left her a note. Come on over and. Well, because
he has a nice little condo.
Yeah, the way they set it up made us think that he was not that happy with her.
Right.
So that's why it was like, I even posted, like, were you surprised that he dropped the I love you? I mean, I was surprised because, you know, she's been very insecure and he's been traveling a lot. Talk about a reversal. So he's traveling and she's like, you know, you barely messaged me. And when I was gone, I had to message you every fucking day. Like every hour on the hour.
Yeah.
So when he's working, he's like, you know, that's my life. I'm working. I need someone who's flexible. Well, he's not flying. Well, he could be flying 13 hours.
Yeah. I mean, like, can you text while you're flying? I don't think so.
They have autopilot, right?
I want my pilots two hands on the wheel. I don't want.
Excuse me. Well, I'm now going on autopilot. I have to message my wife, my insecure wife. I do get itchy watching her because she picks at her head a lot and she's very nervous.
Yeah, she plays with her hair and fidgets.
Yeah, and I get like
she's
scratchy.
Fidgety.
I start scratching when I look at her. God, when he pulled out that guitar, I thought, oh God, no, don't sing.
I know.
So uncomfortable. But I love that he didn't.
Thank God he didn't.
But that light, like, what was that strobe light?
That was a weird light. Like, is that your bachelor?
And why do you have that light?
Exactly. No, if a guy broke out a guitar and started singing, it would be all I could do not to bust out laughing.
Gina, I dated a piano player before Dan.
Yeah.
And he sang, but he was more of just piano. And he wrote me a song. And I remember for like, I think it was my birthday or something. And he was he was pretty broke. And he was like, I wrote you a song. And I was like, oh, please don't say it. Like, he didn't. It was just instrumental. Thank God.
Thank God.
Thank God. Because I could not handle that.
No.
Although, when the band's up there singing, when you're live music, it's very sexy when they're singing.
Well, yeah, but that's a band. It's not like one-on-one, let me sing you a song.
So uncomfortable.
No, no. Please don't.
But he said, I love you. And she was like, I love you too. That was very cute.
Yeah.
I was very happy about that.
They're cute. And then Vincent and Brianna. Boy, Vincent has some issues. He is not really good at what he's doing, he gets pissed. Like, he cannot fail, or he does not want to look like a fool. He wouldn't even look like a fool.
He doesn't want to be embarrassed. Listen, I married to someone that's a little bit like that. he obviously was embarrassed. Like, he can dance, but this wasn't his thing, and he felt embarrassed. When you have those mirrors staring at you, he even said, he was posting like, oh my God, I felt self-conscious. I was heavier than I wanted to be.
And he's lost a lot of weight.
So I think it was all hitting him, and he wasn't getting the steps. And that guy was kind of rude too. He's like, nope, do it again.
Yeah.
And I thought she was very sweet. She wasn't laughing. She was trying to make light of it. I felt him. He went about it all the wrong way. He was quiet. He needs to stop doing that. That's really annoying.
Yeah.
He needs to snap out of it. He's also being filmed. I think that's very hard.
I think that maybe is what it was. Is like, oh shit, I can't do this. I'm going to be on TV. This is so embarrassing. But what he should have done, like anybody should have done when they can't, you just laugh at yourself. Yeah. You have to laugh at yourself and go, oh my God, I'm so bad. And then nobody even thinks twice about it.
No, but some of these guys just can't. Like, they take it like, I'm pretty good at everything and I'm not good at this and I'm being filmed and I'm going to look like a fool. They don't. It's way more fun if they are light.
It must be a guy thing, because my husband does not like to do things he does not excel at.
Yeah, either. I think it is a guy thing.
Nobody wants to do something that they're not good at.
Of course not.
I mean, we can't be good at everything.
However... I haven't found my weakness, but you know, I feel bad for people who have weaknesses.
Poor them.
Oh man. But he did buy her a bike. I thought that was so cute. I mean, that's the hard part. He was so positive. He did so many things for the relationship, got her a bike.
Well, yeah.
And
but
then they do this and it's
that
like,
just
wah,
kills
wah, wah.
It undoes everything it good does. That he did.
That's the hard part. Even in his interviews, he was like, ugh, like it really bothered him that he acted that way. So I'm hoping that seeing this, you know, having a little self-reflection, he'll understand he doesn't need to.
Well,
be
I mean,
doing
honestly,
that.
That's what he should be embarrassed about.
Yeah.
His behavior.
Oh, absolutely.
Not the dancing.
Not the dancing. He was fine. Yeah. That guy, though, was a little rude. Like, he did.
And it was a little more complicated than I was expecting.
It wasn't like 1, 2, cha cha cha. It was 1, 2, back, turn, right leg. What's your left? Your other left. Your other left. Like, shut up, motherfucker.
Well, yeah, that would be a little embarrassing.
Yeah, that would be much.
All right, so let's talk about Paige this conversation with Pastor Dwight. Now, why was this?
Okay, so I posted about this thing that Chris came out with against. He didn't say Pastor Dwight. He said pastor.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked all about, okay, Dwight, pastor, my pastor, you were this way to me. You were that way. And then all of a sudden I see you on and you are somebody different and you wanted to be on film. You wanted to get your congregation up. Kind of like you used me to be on the show. Well, now he calls Paige to meet with Paige.
Yeah, that was
this
weird.
This does seem a little fishy.
And tells Paige things that he probably shouldn't have discussed with her.
Yeah. I mean, my God, it's like that whole thing where, you know, when you tell your pastor something, they're not supposed to repeat it.
No.
He told her that he was engaged before this last engagement.
Yeah, that was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's getting a lot of hate, Pastor Dwight, because of that.
It was just inappropriate.
So we think Paige is finally seen the light. And then she fucking doesn't see the light.
Oh, my God. I was so proud of her for, like, you're not going to open up to, you know, she meets with Chris. You're not going to open up to me. I'm out of here. So she walks away. And then they show the producer surrounding her.
Yeah. Just a few steps away.
They talked her into going back because they're like, you need closure. She's obviously, he says things to her off camera or whatever, like, I miss you. I'm afraid I'm going to fall in love with you. All this shit. Does she like him that much where she's just under his spell?
I cannot figure it out.
She even questioned whether Mercedes, the ex-fiance, was even pregnant.
Well, a lot of people are questioning because...
Well, she's not pregnant now.
Well,
she did not have a baby, but she apparently had a miscarriage.
Right. But did she? I mean, I would hate
know.
To...
Yeah.
If she did, she did. But, I mean, there's a lot... Because Chris is so shady...
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the problem. If she had a miscarriage, it's awful. I feel horrible for her.
Right.
But this is no reflection on her. It's all about Chris because he's a fucking liar. I don't understand why she would give him another chance. Let's start from the beginning. Hi, I'm Paige. Now, if she's doing this and they cut it, like she said, let's be friends and let's start over as friends. And they just kind of cut that to sound like let's start over as husband and wife.
I don't
I'm
think
gonna be
so
pissed.
Because we see next week.
Oh, that's right. They're kind of back
They're
together.
Back together.
And then he says again, I can't do this.
Yeah. So what is his deal? Why does he keep bouncing back and forth?
He kept saying stuff like, I feel guilty. I feel like I'm trying to do the right thing here to be with the mother of my child, but I want to do the right thing with you too. If he was a good guy, if he was likable, I would totally buy what he's selling. I don't like him. We know too much. We know about his shady subway business.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't feel like he's genuine.
Well, and just the fact that supposedly 6 weeks before, and he knew he was going to be on the show, Mercedes' mom or grandmother or someone in the family passed away. They weren't even on good terms, supposedly. But he went to the funeral, and that's where they hooked up. Mm-hmm. And they weren't even supposedly speaking at the time. So nothing adds up with him.
Mm-mm.
Nothing adds up.
And so, you know, we haven't seen, I know next week they're going to show us the experts. We haven't seen the experts. Are they just not showing them?
Well, I don't know if it's because of COVID. No, it's not because of COVID.
No, they're there.
Meeting with them very often.
Nope. Pastor Kyle went and met with them.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I feel like they need more help. I want to know why you fit these two together. What didn't you know about Chris? Why did you think he was this one way?
Well, and to me, it seems so obvious that Chris is not a genuine person.
From day one.
How do you not see that when you're going through an extensive interview process? I don't know.
Maybe we
should be the experts, Anne.
I think we are kind of experts in our own right. All right. Is that long
enough?
That's
it.
Shit.
That was a long one.
We didn't do Maths Australia because we're going to be doing that soon with a friend of ours. So
yes.
We saved that.
An Australian podcaster.
An Australian friend.
Yeah.
Thank you for the fantastic reviews we've been receiving.
Yeah,
we really
great.
Appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram. Send us DMs. Message us.
Join us in Clubhouse.
Join us in Clubhouse. Yes, we may be moved up to the top and we may talk, but we may panic and leave.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. There is nothing like a dame. Nothing.